Shane, why don't you just kind of talk about how the offseason's been going for you so far?
It's been going good. You know, started back out in California, and it's been progressing here. Ramped it up a little bit since been here, and it's been going good.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to LeGarrette Blount at all since he's been here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've talked to him plenty, trying to help him along as much as I can. Same way, you know, the guys treated me when I first came in here as well.
What are your impressions of him as a player?
I think he's a great player. I played against him in college. He's a load, and, you know, I think he has all the talent in the world as a running back.
What's Blount's reaction been to the deal? Is he anxious to get started, happy to be here?
You can definitely tell he's happy to be here. He's happy for the opportunity. He's gelling well with the rest of the running backs, gelling well with the team. And he seems like, you know, he's working hard and he's going to put in all the effort and be a good player for us.
And what do you feel about the running back situation here? Danny's gone, Blount's in. The offseason moves, your feelings about them?
You can't really control much of that. You know, you just got to control what you can't control. And what I can control is myself and getting myself better and getting myself ready to go.
How different is this offseason, knowing that you'll be asked to do a little more without Danny?
There's a little more focus on my part. I mean, there has to be. But, I mean, it's no different than any other offseason. I'm treating it the same as, you know, coming in, working hard, same way I always treat everything.
Have coaches talked to you about what your role will be?
No, you know, not exactly. They tell you what they expect of me, but that's, you know, every player. They talk to every guy.
What needs to change about your game if you're going to be on the field for more snaps?
I think consistency, personally. Just be more consistent and be more reliable. And, you know, that comes with practice and that comes with time, and so hopefully we'll get there.
Any sense of frustration on your part the first 2 years with the injuries you've endured?
Definitely. You know, injury is never good. It always is frustrating. You know, you want to be out there as much as possible. So when I'm not, you know, it's disheartening. But I'm out there now. I'm trying to stay as healthy as possible now.
Shane, what kind of advice would you give a young player, and there are a few of them, or a new player to the system, in terms of how they should apply themselves, how they should get themselves used to it?
I would just tell them, you know, stay in the books, because at first it seems like a lot, but the more you rep it, the more you look at it and see it and hear it, the easier it gets. So I would just tell them just to focus and concentrate and really take advantage of the time with the coaches that we have.
You went to Cal. There's a lot of smart kids in it.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of comparison you can make between this being a college-style learning atmosphere and that?
Definitely. School wasn't always easy at Cal. I mean, obviously. And here, you know, it wasn't always easy coming in. You know, you got to learn how to learn the system, I guess. You know, each system's different. You got to be able to learn and how to make sense of it to yourself.
One more question. How do you learn it? Do you read it, see it, do it?
Yeah. I think it differs for each person. I'm more of a visual learner. So I learn a lot by seeing it on the field. But it's just as important as watching it on film or in the classroom in the notebook.
Is that an issue then because you haven't been on the field the last couple of years for a guy who's a seer?
Yes and no. You know, I mean, I've been to plenty of practices, taking a lot of mental reps as long as physical reps, and I don't think it's much of an issue anymore, no.
Shane, I apologize if someone asked this before, but how do you balance the need to get away from the game in the offseason, kind of mentally unplug a little bit, with the desire to still kind of stay, you know, unplugged
right,
with what you need to do?
You just take some time off, really. I mean, as a football player, I don't think the game is really ever that far from your mind. You're always kind of thinking about it. It's always kind of going. And, you know, you just take some time off, take maybe a couple of vacation days, and then you get back to it.
I apologize again if someone asked this before, but about David Woodhead, you guys have always been really tight. You guys were really tight last year in that running back room.
Yeah.
What kind of impact does losing a guy like Danny have? Not just the on-field stuff, but maybe the off-field stuff as well.
You know, it's going to be hard to replace a guy like Woody. He had a lot of experience. He had a lot of knowledge. He was a smart player. And his role was pretty key to the team. And, you know, I learned a lot from him. You can't really replace him. All we can do is, you know, move on and hope to get better from there.
Shane, you had a pretty big game in the playoffs against Houston. What did you learn from that experience, and what can you take from that?
I think what I learned from it is that, you know, I can do it, you know, confidence-wise. What I can take from it is that I've still got to get a lot better. There's still a lot of mistakes that were made, a lot of areas to grow, and, you know, take that in stride.
How big is that going into this offseason?
You know, it helps, but it's a new season, so really anything can happen, anything goes, and you kind of starting back from ground zero, really.
Because of that, do you have bigger expectations for yourself this season than maybe you had at this time last year?
I say not bigger, but different. And I'd say that I'm approaching this season a little bit differently than I did last season, just in a mindset of you know, your role on the team.
Have you had a chance to work with LeGarrette Blount? Yes.
I mean, we've been working, lifting, running, all that kind of stuff since he's gotten here. So I've gotten to know him a little bit.
Sean, you and Steven are always linked. Just your draft position, same year, and talking to you last year a lot about that second year jump. Are you guys still close, and do you guys still, you know, spend a lot of time together, maintaining that learning curve together?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're as close as you could possibly be. I mean, he's my next door neighbor, but I'm moving. But I mean, we're as close as you could possibly be. You know, we hang out every day, see him just about every day in the off season. You know, visited him and talked to him every now and then. So we're still learning together. We still have a lot to go, a lot more to learn, and ways to go.
Is there a competitive element to your relationship too? Like, not that you're, oh, I have more yards than you, you have more yards than me, but just trying to be teammates, but also compete.
Definitely, and I think that's what's going to make us better. We push each other, especially in the weight room, on the field, running. You know, encouraging each other, pushing each other, and I think it's going to make us both better.
Shane, with Danny gone, do you and Steven feel a little bit more pressure to, I guess, step up as leaders within the running back group?
I think we put enough pressure on ourselves just trying to be the best players we can be. I don't think it takes any more outside pressure, really. I think we're both competitive. We both want to be successful, and I think that that's enough.
Based on Twitter, it looks like you've become something of a Bruins fan lately.
Yeah. You know, back in California, I didn't really watch hockey that much. A couple of my friends played, but, I mean, I didn't really make time to watch it. Ever since I moved out here, I have a newfound respect for it. You can tell that this city loves hockey. I love it, too, I guess, now, so I'm rooting them on.
Did you watch last night?
Oh, I did, yeah.
What were your thoughts on the game as an athlete watching other athletes play?
Yeah, I mean, I was very disheartened when they went down 4-1. But, you know, there's still time left. And, you know, one thing we learned here in football is that the game's not over till it's over. And they fought back. And I thought it was an incredible game.
Shane, being a dual threat guy, do you have to kind of look at your reps, or how do you break up that focus?
You can break it up. You know, you got to stay focused the whole time, I think, because just because I'm, you know, dual threat, it means I got to know multiple positions. I got to know everything, really. But that's the same for all the running backs. They put us in multiple situations so that no matter what happens, you'll be ready to roll. And so I think, you know, you got to focus and learn everything that you possibly can.
Do you like that about this system?
Oh, I love it. You know, I think it gets kind of dull and boring if you're only doing one thing a lot. So the fact that, you know, we're able to do multiple things in multiple positions makes it more exciting.
Have you spent some time with Leon Washington? Because I know he's kind of had that role before in the past.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him about that? Has that helped you grow as well?
No, definitely, definitely. I spent some time with him. Like I said, we work out and train almost every day. And he's an awesome guy. He works hard, too. And so I've talked to him about his experiences, and I've learned from it, and I'll continue to.
Helpful to know that, you know, very few teams now go one back, you know, 35, 40 carries. You're going to play every game. Right. It must make the game has changed. Multiple backs now. It must be easier to play. You're going to play.
Right. You know, you can get your mindset a little differently than I think from other teams, in a sense that because we use so many backs and we use so many formations, you never quite know what to expect. And so you know that you need to be ready no matter what every Sunday, every day in practice, as a matter of fact. So going into OTAs, that's kind of the mindset.
They want to play right away.
Yeah, I was ready to play probably about last week. Just getting back and getting the itch for it. You know, you kind of miss it now that we've been out for a couple months. And, I mean, it's coming. It's going to be here faster than we realize. But, you know, the itch is back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right.